It's Art Spotlight, and the chancel players of Lafayette are preparing a performance of The Pilgrim's Progress coming up this month, the 19th, 20th, and the 26th and 27th at Emmanuel Reform Presbyterian Church. In the studio with me is Ralph Rohrer. Welcome.
Thank you, John. Thank you for inviting me to be on.
It's always fun to learn about different groups, and I've read PSAs, I haven't yet made it to a production, but I know there's a rich history, over 40 years that you guys have been together. Tell me a little bit about the chancel players, and tell us a little bit about the production that's coming up.
Okay, well, since you start with the history, we began, actually now more than 40 years ago, as part of the Religious Arts Festival, which was a cooperative venture of a number of the churches in Lafayette to bring together arts that related to religion. And it was thought that the dramatic arts should also be represented. So a couple of people formed chancel players. And since then, we've been doing plays nearly every year, 2 to 3 plays a year. All of our plays kind of fall into our mission statement, which is to provide entertaining, thought-provoking plays with a moral and ethical focus from the Judeo-Christian perspective to the community and its churches. And we also like to provide a way for people who are new to drama, who want to try their chops at acting, to have a venue to do that. And so we're very welcoming to new actors. But over the years, we've done a number of plays. We are, you know, not doing only dramatizations of biblical stories, although we have done plays that dramatized those. But we have done plays by George Bernard Shaw. We've done plays by Neil Coward, Henrik Ibsen, Thornton Wilder, G.K. Chesterton. Our most recent play was Harvey, about the rabbit. And you know, the explanation of the moral and ethical implications of how do you explain something you can't see to that other people can't see to those people was actually the subject of Sunday school lessons at the Lutheran church where we did the play. This month in October, we will be producing probably a more religious play, Pilgrim's Progress. It's based on the allegory by John Bunyan, which he wrote in the mid-1600s. It's a new dramatization, and it's kind of been adapted in its styling for a modern theater audience. It's one of these things that we're working in a bare stage. Each of the actors plays multiple roles, and it's actually a lot more physical, you know, theater than we've done in a bit. And there's fights, there's dancing and such going on in that. So I think it's going to be entertaining for people to see. We're actually looking forward also to February when we'll be doing a play called Freud's Last Session, which is a dramatization of a hypothetical meeting of Sigmund Freud as an old man and an atheist with C.S. Lewis, who was a young Oxford don and, you know, staunch Christian at the time, and their interplay and discussions of the nature of God and God's presence. And so there's the arguments on both sides for that. So that's one of the things that we're coming up with there.
We're looking forward to this. It's later this month, the chancel players of Lafayette presenting the Pilgrim's Progress in a modern setting, as you just mentioned. That's going to take place at Emmanuel Reform Presbyterian Church. And I think it's interesting that there's not one specific location. It's not like you're always at this community center, but it's always at a church, but it's multi-denominational. It's not that you've been, and I think that probably is interesting for the audience, but it's also probably interesting for the actors as well to be in different spaces.
Well, it is. We've been in place in a number of churches, either in downtown and around. We've had kind of a long relationship with the First Baptist Church downtown, which is one of the churches where we began doing plays and have kind of gone back on occasion there. Also with Trinity United Methodist, which is where we'll be doing Freud's Last Session. But we'd like to bring some of the new churches in. The Emmanuel Reformed Presbyterian is the first time we've done work with them. We've done plays at, you know, various churches around. There was actually one point where I was going to a funeral, and some friends and I were just commenting on the church, and I realized, you know, I had changed costumes in the basement of this church. But, you know, before going in. So it's a lot of it depends on who's on the board and who and where we can get the connection into the church. And the churches have been very generous with their support for us and providing place and providing rehearsal spaces. Now, since we're in these various places, that also makes it tricky for the director because, You know, plays are usually set up to be done on a standard stage. We do not have necessarily a standard stage in these churches. There are times that we have to adapt the comings and goings, the entrances, and the who's where on the stage at any particular time to fit what is available.
I'm sure a challenge not having a specific home with chancel players. And I was curious, tell us a little bit about the organization. If someone is interested in auditioning for a play or helping out with the different productions, tell us a little bit about the organization. I guess there's a board, and how does one get involved with chancel players?
Okay. Well, as you mentioned, we do have a board of directors. It's an all-volunteer board. It's a working board. The members of the board work at the productions. Sometimes they direct them, sometimes they're in them, sometimes they're doing the front of the house stuff, sometimes they're carting scenery around or doing the backstage kinds of things. We send out notices about auditions and about the shows, and frankly, you know, because we're in different locations each time, that getting the information out about our shows, people who are interested can contact us through email, chancelplayers@yahoo.com. That's Chancel Players as one word. We also have a Facebook page, Chancel Players of Lafayette, Inc., so you can connect to us, you know, through that. If somebody's out there who's really good working up websites, we're looking for somebody who can do that.
Lots of ways you can participate, whether it's helping out with the production, supporting the play, or even being on the board. My guest is Ralph Rohrer with the Chancel Players of Lafayette. Their next show is coming up later this month, the 19th and 20th, and then the 26th and 27th at Emmanuel Reform Presbyterian Church. Thank you for coming in.
Well, thank you very much for the opportunity.
For WBAA's Art Spotlight, I'm John Clare.